Hello, and welcome to the Mining Minute, your daily roundup of news from the mining world in 10 minutes or less for today, April 25th. I'm your host, Chris, and the voice you're hearing is powered by 11 Labs AI voice technology. In today's episode, we'll dig into BHP's massive takeover bid for Anglo American, Nucor Gold's updated PEA, and Newmont's Q1 earnings report. Today's first update comes from an article in the Northern Miner by Colin McClelland, and we've got a big move on the chessboard. BHP, already a heavyweight in the mining industry, has made a bold all-share offer to take over Anglo American for a whopping £31.1 billion, or about $38.8 billion, U.S. This deal isn't just about changing the leaderboard. It's about BHP aiming to become the world's top copper producer. Now, under UK regulations, BHP has until May 22nd to formalize this offer. Anglo American is contemplating this proposal, but to move forward, they'd need to spin off some big assets like Anglo American Platinum and Kumba Iron Ore. This deal would significantly boost BHP's copper production, a key component in everything from electric vehicles to renewable energy technologies. Financial analysts are buzzing about this, and the market's reaction was mixed. Anglo's stock popped 13% after the news, while BHP saw a 3% dip. What's really at stake here? Well, BHP could control about 10% of the global copper market if the deal goes through. And as the world hustles to move away from fossil fuels, the demand for copper is only expected to rise. This potential acquisition highlights a broader trend in the mining sector, where big players are scouting for opportunities to consolidate and expand, especially in commodities critical for the energy transition. As the demand for resources crucial to green technologies escalates, these kinds of mega deals could become more common. So keep your eyes on this space. BHP's big play could set off a wave of mergers and acquisitions in the mining world as companies position themselves for the booming demand of the future. Moving on, Nucor Gold has released an updated preliminary economic assessment for their Inchi Gold project in Ghana. Here's the lowdown. With an estimated processing rate of 8.1 million tons per year, the project's economics are robust under current gold prices. At $1,850 per ounce, we're looking at a pre-tax net present value of $586 million and a 77% internal rate of return. And if gold prices are at $2,350 per ounce, the figures jump to a pre-tax NPV of $987 million and a 127% IRR. The project is set to be a model of low-cost efficiency, with operating costs around $801 per ounce of gold, thanks to a straightforward mining and processing approach. Over its 9-year life, Inchi is expected to churn out an average of 121,839 ounces of gold per year, peaking at over 155,000 ounces in the sixth year. The cherry on top. An initial capital cost estimated at a reasonable $106 million, including a healthy contingency buffer. This update builds on significant work since 2021, incorporating a larger mineral resource estimate and extensive metallurgical testing that confirms high recovery rates through heap leach processing. Keep this project on your radar. Nucor's strategic moves could turn Inchi into one of West Africa's next shining stars in the gold mining sector. Stay tuned as they continue to de-risk and drive the project forward. For those wanting to learn more, Nucor Gold is hosting an investor webinar on Friday, April 26th, hosted by Six Events. Last up from the junior space back to the producers, we're looking at Newmont's Q1 earnings report as summarized in an article from Niels Christensen at Kiko News. Newmont Corporation, the world's biggest gold producer, just released some sparkling first quarter results. Before the North American trading session kicked off on Thursday, Newmont announced adjusted earnings per share of 55 cents, climbing up from last year's 40 cents EPS. This performance surpassed analyst expectations, who had pegged earnings around 49 cents per share. Newmont's revenue hit $4.02 billion for the quarter, shattering the consensus estimate of $3.65 billion. The surge in gold prices, with an average realized price of $2,090 per ounce, played a key role here, providing a nice boost to the company's cash margins. Despite a challenging global market, Newmont produced a hefty 2.2 million gold equivalent ounces. But here's a noteworthy point. Their all-in sustaining costs per ounce stood firm at $1,439, nearly unchanged thanks to lower sustaining capital spend. And for those holding Newmont stock, there's more good news. The company declared a dividend of 25 cents per share, totaling $288 million in dividends for this quarter. However, it's not all smooth sailing. The company faces challenges such as the suspension of operations at Cerro Negro following the tragic fatalities of two workers and at Telfer to ensure the safety of its tailings storage. Despite these hurdles, Newmont is looking ahead, expecting production to ramp up in the latter half of 2024. So keep your eyes on Newmont as this gold giant tries to regain its shine amid challenges. As of recording, Newmont's stock is up 12% on the day. Check out our show notes for links to all the articles mentioned in today's roundup. Before signing off, let's have a look at commodity prices. As of the time of recording, 1 p.m. Pacific time, here are current commodity prices. Gold is trading at $2,332, up 71 basis points on the day. Silver is trading at $27.21, up 81 basis points on the day. Copper is trading at $4.55, up 214 basis points on the day. Uranium is trading at $88.80, down 122 basis points on the day. And crude oil is trading at $83.76, up 128 basis points on the day. That's it for today. Subscribe to the Mining Minute on YouTube or in your podcast player of choice to get your daily recap of mining news. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again soon.
The information discussed today is not intended to be or construed as investment advice. The Mining Minute and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Consult a professional advisor before making any investment decisions.